Now, joining us in the studio from the Duke of Edinburgh Awards is their operations officer in West Yorkshire, and that's Andy Cavill. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in. Always appreciate it when people come into the studio. So thanks very much. On a very wet and windy summer's July day.
I'm sure there's a lot of DV young people doing their exhibitions getting a little damp this morning.
Oh, really? Would they be
Yeah, there'll be young people camping out, probably making their breakfast, packing their bags away.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. That's all part of the challenge.
All weathers. One of the reasons why we've got you in this morning is I was sent this pack a couple of weeks ago by the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. Some weird things happened. Suddenly, I had the Duke of Edinburgh Awards suddenly followed me on Twitter. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. I don't really know. Okay, fine. If they want some, you know, ridiculous tweets about Star Wars, I'm sure that'll be perfect for them. And then a few days after that, Andy, a pack comes through that had a portable campfire, some marshmallows, and some chocolate digestives, a s'mores kit. Well, it ticked all the boxes for me because it's free stuff and it's food. But this is all about a campaign, and you've got something coming up that you're trying to get some people involved with a little bit later on this year.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as most of you are probably aware, the Duke of Edinburgh Award is for young people. So if you're 14 to 25, you can do your DV, and a lot of people do that through schools or scouts groups or voluntary youth organisations and things like that.
Yeah.
But we're actually running a DV challenge, a DV adventure for adults to get involved in.
Yes, because obviously I'm slightly outside the age bracket. I'm just going to say slightly.
Just a tad.
Well, a couple of days. So you're getting adults involved. This is quite exciting, and this is like, you can do like a 1 day or a 2 day challenge, can't you?
Yeah. So we're calling it the DV Adventure,
right?
And it's going to be the 30th of September and the 1st of October this year. And it's a way to help fundraise for the DV charity. I think a lot of people don't realise that the DV Awards are actually a charity. So that's quite important. Obviously, we're trying to help a lot of vulnerable young people get involved in the DV Awards. So you can go for either 1 day or you can go for 2 days on our adventure, which is in the Peak District,
okay.
A lovely part of the world. And basically, it's about you having a bit of a challenge, and it's trying to... push you as adults out of your comfort zone, just like all the young people we were talking about a minute ago.
Ooh, okay. So I think it's a 25-kilometer challenge if you do the 1 day, or you can do a 2 day and you do 50k.
That's right. And you can also either follow the signposted route that we have, or if you want a bit more of a challenge still, you can actually navigate for yourself as well.
If you're wandering aimlessly.
Have
I'd
you
imagine.
Done much orienteering, Derek?
No.
No, neither have I.
Get lost a few times.
Yeah. But good thing is, Google Maps. Who needs a map anymore? Really? I would cheat. That's the thing. I would cheat.
I would definitely kick you off.
Honestly, I'll just lead everybody astray. I'll be like, there's a pub that goes here. It's buzzing. There's a pub. There's a McDonald's. That would be the major problem, I think. Is it quite a tough 25 kilometres, or is it really difficult?
Well, it's set to be a challenge.
Obviously,
you're going to be fundraising as part of the build-up to that and getting sponsorship for completing the route. I think the challenge largely will rely on whether you decide to navigate or not, because obviously if you're navigating, you might go more than the 50 kilometres that we're suggesting.
I've got a funny feeling.
The good news is that overnight, everyone gets a chance to stay overnight at our base camp, and it's all set up for you when you get there. So you get a tent, access to showers and things like that. So it's very much glamping, I think. Which
glamping?
Glamping with your s'mores.
I think I've seen some. Yeah, I'll be all right then. I've seen someone that you've got these lovely little one-man tents. It all looks very, very nice.
Yeah, they're all set up for you, so you've got a tent for overnight. And then there's food and there's music and things like that going on as well in the evening.
Fantastic.
It does
sound like a real fun, doesn't it, really? I don't think I've ever done anything like that.
I've never done anything like that.
No, I don't think I ever have. And that's what sort of like slightly intrigues me about it. Mm. I love a bit of walking. I've never had. I'm not sure about the orienteering part. I might have to go the signposted route because I think I would get lost.
Yeah,
I get lost in Leeds. So I think
you'd struggle.
I think I might struggle.
We always tell the young people, getting lost is sort of part of DV, but it's how you deal with it, isn't it? You know, that's what the DV awards are about.
Panic, blind panic.
You'd be amazed how many times that does happen. It's probably not the best response. And a lot of young people, obviously, you know, they're 14 and 15 when they're going out into the outdoors to learn about it. And you'd be amazed how well they do cope because they've been well trained by their leaders, by their teachers.
Yeah.
And the exhibition is a section that everyone, I think, knows about the Duke of Edinburgh's Award. It's sort of what we're known for.
Yeah.
And the other sections are very important. It's very important that people often do their volunteering and their physical sections and their skill sections, learn new hobbies and things like that. But the exhibition is a bit that people really engage with and they remember. And that's obviously what we want. We'd like adults to come and have a go as well and be part of it.
And like you say, the Duke of Edinburgh Awards are open to young people between the ages of 14 and 25. How do people get involved and what sort of things do you usually do? Apart from these challenges, what sort of things do kids usually do on the Duke of Edinburgh Awards?
Okay, so the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, there's three levels. You do your bronze, your silver and your gold. Usually you start with your bronze. And you can take part in that from when you're in year 9 at school.
Right.
You can start your silver when you're in year 10, and you can start your gold when you're 16, and that's usually when you go into the lower six, into the lower 6 year, at sixth form or college. And there's basically four activities that you have to do. You have to do some volunteering, so you go and help out in the community.
Right.
And we have young people, maybe they coach with sports teams that they're part of, or they go and help run youth clubs, or they become like senior leaders at scouts or guides or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe they raise some money for a charity. Then you have to do a physical section, which is about being fit and healthy. So it's go and play a sport. So it could be, and that could be anything. It could be rock climbing, and it could be tennis. It could be netball, rounders, athletics. Could probably go on. And then you also have to learn a skill, which is a hobby or a skill for life. So things like learning to drive or play musical instruments. Web design and coding and things like that are very big at the moment.
Right.
And then obviously the exhibition, that usually comes at the end as a sort of a, you know, this time of year when the weather's lovely. you know, it's usually sort of that sort of rounds it all up, and you have a 2-day exhibition at bronze, one night away, and you work as a team and you follow a route that you've planned and work together as a team to complete that.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Sounds good fun.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think I would have loved to do this when I was like 14 or 15. And it was around, because I remember kids in my school going off and doing Duke of Edinburgh, but I sort of thought it wasn't for me at that point. I don't know if it was if that's the same for most of them my age. I don't know.
Well, last year was the 60th year for the Duke of Edinburgh Award. It was our diamond anniversary. So that was a big difference, and that's where we sort of came up with these sort of challenge ideas to get adults involved, because there were a lot of people who didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
Or there were a lot of people actually who did get a chance to do it and wanted to do it again. Which I think one of the common things I get when I run training with leaders is, how do leaders get involved? Or when we speak to parents, it's like, how do we get involved? And the answer used to be, you kind of can't, because it's a special under 25 thing. It's about skills for employment. It's about skills for taking you forward in life. And that's the idea of the DV Awards. That's why the Duke of Edinburgh set it up. This is why we've got these ideas where you can do these challenges and these adventures, and you can be part of DV. You can have a go at maybe what your son or daughter's done, or the thing you wish you'd done when you were at school with your mates. And you can come along, you can take part, and you can have a good time and see what DV is all about, and hopefully not get too lost.
I don't know about that. I've got a feeling we'd get very, very lost.
Yeah. You said you off here you've met the main man himself.
Yes. So if you complete your Gold Duke of Edinburgh Award, then you actually get invited down to a presentation with him in one of the palaces, either St James's Palace in London, or you can go up to Holyrood in Edinburgh, which is where they were last week. Mm. And he is part of that presentation. He comes around to see you, maybe has a little chat with you. Then you also get your gold certificate from that at the same time.
I think that's one of the coolest things, isn't it? Is that he's not just put his name to these awards. He actually instigated, this is something that he put in place and has been massively involved in it right the way throughout his life.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a huge undertaking, and it's very, very successful. You know, there's 8,000 young people involved in West Yorkshire last year.
8,000
nearly 8,000 young people last year when we did that.
Crumbs.
Which is a lot. Probably about 2,500 in Leeds.
That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
I never realised it was that. I honestly never realised it was that big. That's unbelievable. Yeah. That's fantastic, isn't it? And how did you get involved in it yourself? You say you've been involved in some form or another for about 10 years now.
I got involved in DfE by doing my DfE when I was at school. Actually, I did my gold when I was in the sixth form.
What was your special skill?
I learned to drive.
Oh right, yeah, okay.
Because that's what I was doing at the time.
Good.
I played ice hockey. That's what I did for my
nice
physical. I say played ice hockey.
You got on the ice and hit a puck.
I was part of an ice hockey team. Should we go with that? I volunteered with a Meals on Wheels scheme with the council, and I did my expedition abroad actually.
Cool.
In Africa, so that was amazing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got involved, and from there I sort of ended up with DfE. It was one of those things that just sort of happened, and I started working with the youth service to deliver the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, sort of in the local area, and then now I work for the charity. We work with schools and we work with the voluntary organisations in the area to help leaders train and obviously help young people complete the awards, because it's been great for me. I got to meet the Duke of Edinburgh, and I'd love other people to have that opportunity.
That is spectacular. So, listen, if people want to get involved, not just in the challenge, or if they want to get involved in what we've been talking about, this challenge that's happening in the Peak District, which does sound incredibly fun, I must admit. And you're walking during the day, you're not walking overnight and like in the pitch black?
Only if you get lost.
All right. Okay, we're walking in the pitch black. Tell us a little bit about it and how we can get involved.
So the best thing to do is to go to our website where you can register. You register an entrance fee, which depends which day you do, and then you fundraise on top of that for the charity.
Right.
And the best place to go is the dofechallenge.org website.
dofechallenge.org. Yeah. Nice and easy. Andy, really, really appreciate you coming in. It sounds really, really good fun. Are you doing this challenge as well?
We've got loads of staff doing the
challenge. Oh, really?
Yes. So it's going to be a really good couple of days out for everybody.
It sounds like a little bit of a jolly.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Nothing wrong with a jolly.
I like walking. I like being out. But not everybody does, and that's why it's a challenge.
Yeah, definitely.
Even for those of us where it's a jolly, it's still 25 kilometres in a day.
That's enough. It's enough.
Yeah.
I think I'm a bit stiff for the 25k the next day.
Just a bit.
I feel it. So just out of interest, the 25 kilometres, is that around 25 kilometres from base camp and then you go back to base camp?
That's how I understand it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say,
50 kilometres.
Yeah, where'd you park your car? then you've got to walk 25 kilometres to get your car. That's how they get you for the 50k. Andy, really, really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
And great stuff at dofechallenge.org.
That's right, yes.
Is the website to go to if you fancy having a crack at that. Thanks very much, Andy.